The Jacksonville Landing is set to be at least partly demolished under a settlement the city council approved last week. As the city considers what's next for the waterfront property, the Jackson's Mike Field wants us to consider this. Except for one parking garage, there hasn't been any new private construction on downtown Jacksonville's North Bank in close to two decades. He's here to tell us about the transformation that's been happening almost purely by reusing existing buildings. This is The Jackson on WJCT. So Mike, let's start off with a little history of downtown. When was the last thing built there?
The last private construction in the downtown North Bank was a new parking garage went up adjacent to what is now the Vistar Tower.
So that was the one thing that was built. And when was the last one before that?
Believe it or not, before that, it was 2001 when the Adams Mark Hotel, which is now the Hyatt, and the Berkman Plaza condominium building were built along Bay Street.
And then part of the Berkman was halted. We still have the skeleton standing today.
Exactly.
That's not something you really think about downtown, that everything you're seeing, all of the new restaurants and stores and everything that's happening that people think of as new things downtown are all actually old things.
Exactly. There's a lot more that's happening downtown now. You can now grab dinner at night, which you couldn't before. But when you step back and think about it, they've all been through the use of rehabilitating existing structures. And that's what makes this whole teardown mentality even more of a bigger issue.
When you say this teardown mentality, you're talking about the Landing. What else are you thinking of, Mike?
Well, just in the last couple of years, we've torn down the courthouse along Bay Street. The old Greyhound station was torn down. Really, there hasn't been a lot of development. It's more about demolishing.
You and I were just downtown talking to some folks at lunchtime. We met Lindsay Irwin. She lives downtown. She was out grabbing coffee at Vagabond right around the corner from Heming Park after running some errands. Here's what Lindsay thinks are the positives in downtown.
Wolf and Cub, MLG, Bellwether for sure. Sad to see the Landing go though, even though it wasn't anything for a few years. I'd like it to turn into a Chelsea Market or like some kind of market style. We definitely need like a health food store down here, some kind of bodega style store. I would have even opened up a shop in there if it was remodeled.
So Mike, where we are in the process right now with the Landing, will there be an opportunity for people to open up new things there?
Right now, the city's plan is to demolish the structure. They say by the end of the summer, hopefully the public will have an opportunity to give their input, as it's now a taxpayer-owned building, to see what they want to do. It's interesting that she notes Chelsea Market in New York City, which is the reuse of an old abandoned warehouse along the riverbank in New York. The same developers also rehabilitated an old Sears warehouse in Atlanta, which is now Ponce City Market. And those places have a really unique sense of place because they're an old building. And frankly, the inside of Ponce Market in Atlanta looks very similar to the construction of the inside of the Landing. The columns and the staircases are exactly the same. I actually went with Janice from the Landing there, and she was like, "These are our benches." And I'm like, "Yeah, no kidding. That's just your benches."
We talked to a few people walking around Heming Park, like Mara Holmes, who says she doesn't want to see the Landing torn down.
I don't like that. It's like a fixture, sort of like a signature of Jacksonville. It's been here since when I was in high school.
And then just a block up Laura Street, Josh Smith said this was his favorite development.
One right behind you, the old Barnett Bank building. That one's a great addition.
Mike, that's kind of the ultimate reuse project.
Yeah, the Barnett is an incredible transformation story in downtown. That just kind of goes back to the idea that continuing to tear down more buildings in the hopes of future construction simply hasn't worked. And I'm 40 years old now, and I don't want to wait another 30 years hoping for more construction cranes in the sky. Let's continue to use what we already have and get the most bang for our buck.
That's the Jackson's Mike Field. You can see his story at thejackson.org with more examples of recent businesses that have popped up in old buildings. I'm WJCT's Jessica Palumbo, and that's The Jackson on WJCT.